Hey, Hornby Island. It's Ben in the chair. It's 11:55. Cut in a bit early today because it was old DJ Hal in the booth. Electronic DJ. Not sure what happened to Life's Enjoyments. I know Lucas has a few shows left till he reaches 100 shows. Big milestone for Lucas. And then I think he's going to be taking a hiatus. So if you ever thought of being a DJ on CHFR, Hornby Island's number one radio station, get in touch with one of the DJs here and give it a try. It's a lot of fun. You got me for the next 2 hours. It's the High Noon Show. We got some songs. We got some requests. We got the contest formerly known as the Sizzle Truck Sweepstakes, now known as the Lunch Lottery. That's coming up at about 20 minutes past noon. If you're feeling a bit peckish, you might want to stay tuned for that. And today's prize is a $10 gift card to the Sizzle Truck, which is open today till 2 o'clock. 2 weeks ago, one of our generous local sponsors, Middle Mountain Mead, donated a bottle of Alpenglow. That's Alpenglow. Mead is a wine made from honey and water, often flavored with herbs, fruits, teas, and other botanical elements. Of course, you've all had this before. It's delicious. This one is flavored with blackcurrant, and it's a spiced honey wine. Now, this one was given away 2 weeks ago, and it belongs not to me anymore. It belongs to Faith Martins. So, Faith, if you're out there listening, or Brett, I've got it here in the studio for the next couple hours, and if not, then I'll hook up with you later. But today's prize, $10 gift card to the Sizzle Truck, that's coming up 20 minutes past noon. So stay tuned for that. Today is another audio clue paired with a song for 80s movie trivia. We're on quite a run of 80s movie trivia, and we're going to keep going with it at least one more week, as in today, and we'll see what happens next week. Also, top of the hour, 1 o'clock, we have our reports, weather, traffic, puddles, laundry, and the tourist report. Stay tuned for that. If you're thinking about doing your laundry today, you're definitely going to want to tune in at 1 p.m. and get a report of what is happening exactly in the laundry room at Joe King Ballpark. And besides all that, we have a couple of community announcements and sponsor stuff. We'll get to that later. Let's keep going with some music for now. And keep your fingers by the trigger, 335-0902. Because in about 20 minutes, we're going to be doing the lunch lottery. And you're going to need to call in and answer the 80s movie trivia. Simple as that. Okay, we'll talk to you in a few minutes here, folks. We'll be right back. 96.5 CHFR, Hornby Island Community Radio.
Oh, another road. It's trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't try dragging my bay or dropping the bomb on my street. Come on, baby. Oh, get in the road. Oh, come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. In the middle of the road, you see the darndest things. Like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits. Corrugated tin shacks full of a cancer, man, I don't mean a Hampstead nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby. Get in the road. Oh, come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired as hell. I'm not the cat I used to be. I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah.
To be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes with little yellow tags on everyone. And you could come and see that when I'm done. Like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown, yeah. From some other planet, I get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned. They're stunned. Yeah. just like to be the head honcho. I wonder what I'd do if they all did just what I said. Well, I'd shout out an order, I think we're out of this, man, get me some. Boy, don't make me wanna change my tone.
Hello, Hornby Island. That was a little Bob Kungle studio CD set there. That was Hootie and the Blowfish with Drowning, Matchbox 20, Real World, The Pretenders, Middle of the Road, and Space Hog in the meantime. And you can probably hear what's going on in the background here. And you know what that means. It's time for the lunch lottery. So before you call in, you're going to have to listen to the clue. And you know the number. It's 335-0902. And volunteers are standing by. So as we've been doing 80s music trivia, we got the clue coming up first from Bobby Brownwater out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. So listen to his clue. And then I'm going to play the song right after. But you don't have to wait for the song. If you get the clue, just call in, okay? Without further ado, let's do it.
Hornby, here we go again with 80s movie trivia sound bites. The next song, you're going to be asked to call in and name the movie from the 80s that song was in. So, firstly, I'm going to give you a bit of a synopsis, like a tip, if you will. So, in order to save their parents' home from foreclosure, a group of misfits set out to find a ancient pirate's treasure. And along the way, new friendships are forged, and horrible Asian stereotypes are sold for a $50 bill. Good luck, everybody.
Okay, I think we got a caller. CHFR, you're on the air.
Okay, hi, it's Beverly.
Oh, Beverly.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm tuned in today. What a gorgeous day, eh?
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, well, I don't know the song, but I think I know the artist. Does that count?
Well, no.
No.
Because we're looking for the name of the movie that this song is from.
Oh.
Cyndi Lauper is who this is.
Yeah.
Which you knew.
That's what I knew.
Obviously. And then she did this song for the movie that this is from.
Okay.
Any, does it ring any bells? How
not
about
Karate King.
No, not Karate King.
Okay, I'll get off the line.
Okay, good try, Beverly.
All right.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Still going, folks. What movie is it from? Cyndi Lauper with Good Enough. Now, folks, as you know, that was from the movie we're looking for. That's all you got to answer. Here's another little clue, okay? Clue. Clip from the movie. Call in 335-0902. Volunteers are standing by. Okay, Hornby, quick clip from the movie there. I'm going to continue on with this 80s theme. Going to get some more 80s movies in here. And if you know the answer, what that clip came from and what that song came from, give me a call, 335-0902. Here's Four Non-Blondes on 96.5 CHFR, The Chuffer.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head, and I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a
Here's another hint, Hornby. The pirate's name was One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie. Four Non-Blondes on 96.5 CHFR. And folks, we are in the middle of the Sizzle Truck Sweepstakes contest, formerly known as the Lunch Lottery. And you heard a couple of hints earlier. One was the synopsis, the good guys trying to find the treasure to save their parents' house from some pirates. And the fake pirate of legend, I've given you a hint, is One-Eyed Willie. The song was Cyndi Lauper, Good Enough. And the clip I played said, $50 bill, $50 bill. Ring any bells? 335-0902.